Howdy, everybody. Uncle Henry P. Waters broadcasting from Rosedale, the friendly little city with two first-class millinery shoppers. Well, folks, I was reading the other day about a certain advertising man who also runs a farm. And he wrote these words one night in his diary book. Poetry never's been my dish, and I seldom develop a taste for it. But here's a verse found on an old English ale mug which so completely describes my condition and sentiments that, well, I wish I might have been smart enough to write it. It is. Let the wealthy and the great roll in splendor and in state. I envy them not, I declare it. I eat my own lamb, my own chickens and ham. I shear my own fleece and I wear it. I have lawns, I have flowers, I have fruits, and I have flowers. The lark is my morning alarmer. So, my jolly boys, now, here's to Godspeed the plow, long life and success to the farmer. Now, folks, that's what I call quite a toast to the farmer. Yes, sir? You know, that fella out there in the fields deserves a darn sight more credit for his work and patience than he's been a-gittin'. I recollect a certain city fellow who wrote something one day as he looked out of his office in a skyscraper. His inspiration for this bit of writing was the fact that he had a garden out at his place. He said, "The earth and I are friends now. Last year I never thought of earth except as something to walk on. But in the spring I turned up sod and planted some seed. Come summer, grubbing for weeds and watching things grow. I got friendly with the soil. Well, it's autumn now. The crop wasn't big, but fair enough. And something good has happened to our family. We've weeded and watered and worked together and said our table blessing over our own harvest. It seems to me that my family's come back to some important things. Come back to one another and to our good soil. Come back to being neighbors with the family whose garden row begins where ours leaves off. We're all closer now, closer to the men whose prayers, so much more than ours, are tied to the earth and the sun and the early frost. We know now what's in a farmer's mind when his fields are sick with blight. We know how he feels when his eyes look up for rain. Yes, now we know something about this earth. Respect it and respect the people who tend it. And we know that the fruits of the earth, which we used to take for granted, are hard earned and hard won." Pretty nice thought, ain't it, folks? It's my thought for the day, too. Best regards now to everybody.